I was reading in Genesis, the 39th chapter, we were told that we should read it again a few times, and I did. And the end of that chapter was such a blessing to me, because it speaks there of Joseph. We know Joseph was a great man and thrown into prison for no reason, and there he was a blessing and so forth. But the end of this chapter says, while Joseph was there in the prison, the Lord was with him. And he showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. And so the warden put Joseph in charge of all those held in the prison. And he was made responsible for all that was done there. And the warden paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care, because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. So I just had to underline those two times it's mentioned here. The Lord was with him. The Lord was with Joseph. And I know the Lord is with us, with each one of us. We can put our name there. I know the Lord has been with me all these years, and I know he's still going to be with me. He's not going to leave me, but he's there with me no matter what. Joseph went through a terrible time there in prison, and yet what did he do there? He witnessed, and he did his part, what he knew the Lord wanted him to do. And the Lord has something for all of us to do too, while we're serving him and living for him. This was real precious to me, and I trust it would be to you too, that the Lord is with us no matter where we are. We're here at home, whatever. Wherever we are, the Lord is with us. What a comfort that is. I'm so glad that I have Jesus with me all the time. He never fails. He's always there. No matter what our need is, he's there.
Amen.
And he brings help. And I'm so thankful for Jesus tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him.
give ear to my cry, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hasten unto us, Lord, in our need, in our trouble, in our brokenness, in our fear. Lord, you come, Jesus. Yes. Bring help, Lord. Yes. Jesus, as we've heard some already tonight share, Lord, you have come to mend the brokenhearted. You've come to comfort those that mourn and are afflicted. So, Lord, even tonight, those that are carrying these pains and these sorrows, we come to you, Lord Jesus. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So we trust you, Lord. You are faithful. Lord, minister to the needs, Lord, the losses, the hurts, the void in life, dear God. Bring grace and mercy. Bring joy, O God, and peace. We thank you. You are a faithful friend. Will be with me to the end. We trust you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Lord, precious Lord. We have a special tonight. Come.
I just wanted to read the verses because I think there's such beautiful lyrics, and we don't really get a lot of it sometimes when we're singing because the melodies are beautiful too. But the first and fourth verse I really, really love. Loved with everlasting love, led by grace that love to know. Spirit breathing from above, thou hast taught me it is so. Oh, this full and perfect peace, oh, this transport all divine. In a love which cannot cease, I am his and he is mine. And then the fourth verse, his forever, only his, who the Lord and me shall part. Ah, with what a rest of bliss Christ can fill the loving heart. Heaven and earth may fade and flee, firstborn light and gloom decline. But while God and I shall be, I am his and he is mine. And just a verse that came to mind, Romans 8:37, know in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither the present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither height, nor depth, nor anything else of all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
I'm sorry, guys. What's the number?
To what?
To
Spirit breathing.
fair.